Hi there, my name is Unicorn Kid. I'm 18 and I'm from Scotland, and I'm here at Latitude 30 for South by Southwest.
Yeah, the music part.
Yeah, the music part.
And you've just played the most awesome gig. How did you find the crowd?
Well, it's a lot different than my usual crowd. I normally play to a kind of a demographic of about kind of 15 to 20, I guess. And so it's always difficult playing to industry in an older crowd, but it seemed to go down well. I got one drunk stage invader, so it was it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
And I noticed, you know, the lion hat. Is that your kind of mascot? Do you always wear the lion hat?
Yeah, it started about 2 years ago. I would have been 16, and I found this stall in the middle of the street that was selling lion hats. And I wanted to buy one just to have, and my excuse was that I would wear it to my first show. And I did, and I put photos of me wearing it just up on MySpace. And it seemed to catch on as a kind of... everyone seemed to kind of associate it with me, so I wore it to every single show. I've worn it in all of my photos, and it's just kind of become my thing. It's strange.
And how long have you been, been as an artist developing music? How long have you been going as the Unicorn Kid?
I've been going as the Unicorn Kid for about 2.5 years now. I was just turning 16 when I first started, and I picked up management about a year and a half ago, and it's kind of snowballed into a career by accident. I got signed by EMI Publishing in October, and then I signed to Ministry of Sound in January.
Fantastic.
And so it's kind of seems to be coming together as a career, and it was always by accident. You know, I left school a year early to kind of pursue this, and here I am.
And what was you, did you have any inspiration, for this kind of sound, or how do you develop your...
I mean, I would definitely say that one of the most obvious things about music is that it certainly really, really similar to the 8-bit chiptune chip music scene, which is essentially music created with video game consoles. I'm not really that. I mean, majority of my music is created on the computer, emulating those sounds. Some of the stuff is made on a Game Boy, but majority of it is created on a computer. But I would definitely say that the whole kind of 8-bit video game aesthetic is definitely prevalent in my music.
Have you got any gigs coming up this year? Wait for that. They've just emptied all the bottles out of the bar, and as you can imagine, at South by Southwest, that's quite a lot of beer that's just been drunk. But just to recap, we're here with the Unicorn Kid, and he's just going to tell us about what his plans are for this year.
I just came off tour with a band called Hadouken in the UK, and I was doing that for about 3 weeks. And then I've just come straight to Texas to do this. I'm taking a couple months off to finish my album. Sorry, is this loud? Is this... Okay. Basically, so I've taken a couple months off to keep working on my album. I got a single coming out in about a week, which is going to be out for free on Amazon and 7 Digital. It's being put out through Ministry of Sound, and it's called Dreamcatcher, and you will have heard it tonight. And I got my single coming out in July. I'm going to be working with some vocalists on hopefully getting some stuff that's perhaps a little bit more accessible, and hopefully an album towards the start of next year is when we have it penciled in for.
And what are your plans for when you're here at South By? Are you going to have time to see any other bands, or are you just going to be so busy with your stuff?
Well, I mean, the thing is with me, I'm 18 years old, so I actually can't get into majority of shows here because they're 21 plus, and there's a drinking age limit on these things. So I'm going to see as many bands as I can. I've got an all ages party list, so I'm going to check that out and see how many I can get to. I'm only doing two other showcases, and then towards the end of the week I'm playing a house party out in the suburbs in someone's back garden with a few other bands, so that should be fun. It has like 500 confirmed guests on Facebook, so I have no idea how it's going to turn out, but I am looking forward to that.
Oh, brilliant. So we're going to wish you all the best for your stay in
cool.
South By, and we will be checking and following you on your journey.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.